bumming with Bob. Let's have a few brews. We'll have some fun with the bum wine crew. So kick your feet up and grab you a beer. 'Cause damn, man, I'm glad that you're here.
Right, all right, all right. This is Bum Wine Bob, waiting for an all new edition of Bum with Bobcat on Premier Podcast Network and on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. We are calling it audible again this week. I got some late breaking news when it comes to the 2024 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament, because, you know, we are hot and heavy in the finals here with big matchups between Old English 800 and Thunderbird Wine right here. You see this right here. This is what we're dealing with right now. Two big OG classics battling it out. And the powers that be in the Bum Wine Bob Battle of the Booze Tournament Championship Committee have announced that the finals have been extended through the weekend. So if you haven't had a chance to get out and get voting yet, there's still a chance to vote for your favorites, because you got two big behemoths in the Battle of the Booze fighting it out to be this year's champion. Because originally we were going to schedule tonight on Thursday to do the championship winner reveal, but due to the high demand of voting and how close the matchups are, we are extending the tournament voting until Monday. We're going through the weekend, where you can get your votes in at battleofthebooze.net and at bumwinebob.com. So if you haven't voted yet, tell your friends to check it out and see, because this is where we're sitting here right now with the finals matchup right there. Old English 800 and Thunderbird Wine right there, getting ready to bow it out. I mean, look right here. This is what you're dealing with right here. You have two big time classics going head to head right there. So be sure to get your votes in and check it out at battleofthebooze.net and get that going, because it's a great time of year to be out there voting in the Battle of the Booze. And why not let it last just a little bit longer? We're going to let it linger just a little bit and get out there so you guys can have some more fun with it there. But as we said, we are calling a quick audible this week. Another quick shot podcast coming your way, because I said, well, we're not doing the championship reveal yet. You have to wait a little bit longer for that one. I was digging deep into my fridge, and there's been a beverage sitting back there, which is nothing to write home about. Don't get me wrong, but it is way past its expiration date. And I have it over here. It's been sitting in the back of the fridge for 2 years now, and we're doing a little Twisted Tea Thursday action here on Bone with Bobcat this week. As you see here, this is a Twisted Tea Raspberry, and if you can see, probably not in the camera there with the glare, but there is a May 2022 date on the bottom of this can of Twisted Tea that's been lingering in the fridge for quite some time. I was originally going to crack this open months back for a podcast with a guest that never showed up. So I had it all set and ready to go, because I had it sitting there and I'm like, I'm not one that ever goes out of my way to drink any Twisted Teas. If you know, I don't think we've ever featured one on the podcast or on the website, but it's been sitting there. I said, why not today, since we're calling an audible this week, let's call an audible when it comes to our drink. It's not in this year's tournament. Would it be in next year's? Possibly. You never know. And I mean, most of you out there probably already know about the Twisted Teas. Be a little twisted, as they say. This is a hard iced tea raspberry made with real brewed tea, coming in at 5% alcohol by volume. So let's see how this vintage classic 2022, because even though it has a May 22 expiration date on it, I'm pretty sure it was sitting in the fridge for a while about this. So going just about 2 years in the making of this year. So let's crack crack this bad boy open. See. All right. I've had twisted teas before. There's nothing that I've ever gone out of my way to go and give a shot. But for today, for Twisted Tea Thursday, where we are recording, we will give this guy a shot. So cheers. All right. Not bad. For the malt beverage flavor, it does taste like a tea. And I don't know if I've ever had the raspberry one before. I know I think I've had the half and half most recently. But this guy here, not bad. Not bad. I know a lot of people like these. A lot of people swear by them. And they are drinkable. Not bad at all. You barely taste the alcohol in it. I do get that nice tea flavor, so it's refreshing for your summertime, springtime gatherings. I know a lot of people like to have the Twisted Teas stocked up in the cooler, so why not pick up one of those and give them a shot? But overall, not bad. I can't really complain. Nothing that I would really go out of my way to pick up and drink. But if it's there, I'll drink it. Now, I mean, I'll drink pretty much anything. But this one here is something that's like, oh, you know, not bad. We can drink this. Be a little twisted. Drink responsibly. Flavored beer is what they call it here. And I guess, technically, it is a 24-ounce can. So this would be, in theory, the next 24 in 2024 right here. Switching things up a little bit with the Twisted Tea to add to that list. So there you have it. See, it all works out here. You see how we line things up. We call it Audible with one podcast. And next thing you know, we're back here with something else for you guys to enjoy. But, yeah, I just wanted to get this out here just to let you guys know that the finals in the BumWineBob.com 2024 Battle of the Booze Tournament have been extended through this weekend, and the polls will close now on Monday, April the 8th, is when the polls will close, and then either Monday night or Tuesday night, depending on schedule-wise, we will be back for a special live edition of Bum with Bobcat, where we will reveal who is the 2024 Battle of the Booze champion. Is it the malt liquor, the classic Old English 800? Last year's champion, I might say. So we could have our first ever back-to-back champion if Old English wins. Or is it one of the OGs of the bum wine, the American classic, the Dirty Bird itself, Thunderbird wine? And there we go. Efren, that's for you, buddy. And so one of these two will be the 2024 Bum Wine Bob Battle of the Booze champion. So get your votes in. Tell your friends. Battleoftheboos.net. Get out there. Get voting. Spread the word that the best of the worst in cheap booze is right here on Bum with Bobcat. Smash that subscribe button on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Share, like, rate, review, all that good stuff. Crack open a cold one. And until next time, cheers.
I need a beer.